crisp air nips at the noses of laughing children. Red, yellow, and orange leaves spiral toward the ground. The city is buzzing as the people come back to life. Autumn has arrived in Paris. Here we find Thomas Jefferson, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence and American ambassador to France at the time. He is staying in Paris with his two daughters, Martha and Mariah, along with his two slaves, siblings Sally and James Hemings. Jefferson is leaving his home office at this time, pondering his fast approaching return to Monticello. As he wanders, he spies Sally helping his daughters clean up a mess they made in the front room. He had inherited Sally and the rest of the Hemings family when their former owner, John Wales, otherwise known as Jefferson's father-in-law, passed away. At that time, Sally was only an infant. When she was considered old enough, her primary job was to be a nursemaid to Mariah. Because of this, Sally had a strong connection to the little girl. This was why Sally had been chosen to assist in escorting Mariah across the ocean to live with her father at the time of her younger sister's death. Sally was now 16 and had been training in needlework and learning the French language since she had first arrived in France. During this time, Jefferson had grown more and more fond of Sally. This, unfortunately, resulted in Sally's current pregnancy. As Jefferson glanced once again at the scene in the front room, he saw Sally attempting to hide her swelling stomach. It reminded him of when his past wife, Martha, who had passed 6 years earlier, had been pregnant. Now, her sister, Sally, stood here instead. Thomas asked for a word with her, and the children hushed and scurried out of the room. He spoke of his desire for her to return to Monticello with him, and was distraught when she expressed that she had no intention of returning. Her reasoning was simple. In France, she was free. In a desperate attempt to change her mind, Jefferson promised freedom for Sally's unborn child and her future children, as well as her brother's freedom as soon as he had trained another chef if he so chose to return. Once Miss Sally was presented with this opportunity, she felt it was impossible to turn down and accepted. Pleased, Jefferson turned back in the direction of his office. Night had fallen by now, and the house was lit up by not only its own kerosene lamps, but the light from the city's flooding through the windows as well. Washed in the dim light, Sally tore her eyes away from the ambassador and looked down at her own stomach with a sigh. Neither of them knew, but this agreement had set the foundation for their ever-growing relationship and would change both of their lives.